As Americans moved from east to west, a network of forts sprang up on the high plains to protect travel and commerce. A few of those outposts remain, not as military installations, but rather a testament to the communities that thrived around them. We go to one such spot on today's edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Like many forts built in the 1800s across the High Plains, Fort Hays had a mission to protect those heading west.
There were some freight wagon trails that came through this part of the state, stage stations, stage coach trails, and then the railroad. And then this was all right after the Civil War.
Robert Wilhelm says movies may depict constant raids on forts like the one in Hays. It was actually a much different story.
The forts in general were left alone by the Native Americans in this area. Very few forts were ever attacked because this is where all the soldiers were. I mean, we had several hundred soldiers here. We had Gatling guns. We had cannons. You can't sneak up on the place. It's out in the middle of the open. So the Indians left the forts alone.
There was conflict on the plains, but it was more in the form of what we would call skirmishes.
The Native Americans in this area, the Plains Indians, the Cheyenne and the Arapaho that were out here, were masters of guerrilla warfare. They were masters of the hit-and-run tactics. And they knew this country like the back of their hand. The Cheyenne and Arapaho had lived here for 100 years. So they knew this area. They would hit the troops as they went out.
Small bands of troops heading out to protect a wagon train were easier to target than attacking the main fort. Although most of those 19th century forts are gone, their impact remains.
These little outposts that were out west, they helped build the country that we have today.
Today, the city of Hays, a state university, and an ag experiment station are here. All because a fort helped begin driving trade and commerce to the area over a century ago. Next time, we'll explore the intriguing enlisted men who came here as we travel the countryside. In Hays, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.